everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gleckow, founder of Sales in the New York Minute. What's up?
And I'm challenging you that you cannot show me the money until you show me the motivation. And that's why we are here today, to help you motivate your own butt into sales success.
Okay, if you are joining us for the first time, this is Sell or Die. It's a daily sales and personal development podcast, and it's the best daily sales and personal development podcast on the planet, if I do say so myself. But don't just trust me. Here's what Paul says. I'm going to read you a 5-star review from iTunes. Paul writes, "I've loved Jeffrey's books for years now, and the podcast is amazing. Jennifer's added insights are great. Thank you both." Love that.
Yeah, it's very, very well done.
I love our 5-star reviewers.
Thank you very kindly.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you for reading.
You should save that. You should rewear that shirt on Thursday, where it's like National Read a Book Day.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm reading a book right now, and it's the damn difficult, most difficult thing on the planet.
What book are you reading?
I'm reading a Truthful Living book that I have edited. It's Napoleon Hill Writings. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. I have edited it and annotated it. Jen has actually done the final editing of the book. But I'm telling you that it is absolutely life-changingly amazing. Truthful Living, Jeffrey Gittimer, Napoleon Hill.
You can get it on pre-sale on Amazon.
Yeah, can you listen? My name is on the same cover as Napoleon Hill.
That is such an honor.
I know.
That is so freaking cool.
Can't say grace over that enough.
Did you see my Instagram story this morning?
No, I did not.
So it's a picture of Charlie, and I don't know if Doug can pull this up, but it's a picture of Charlie who's trying to read my book that I'm reading right now.
Aha.
Called Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, also by Napoleon Hill.
And W. Clement Stone.
That's right. And so I've asked people, what are you reading? If you click on my face at the top left, you can see my story. Yeah. Oh. Da, da, da. So I want
okay,
to know, you can
so
get
here's
to the
here's,
next one, Doug. Next. Oh, that's a little behind the scenes of, there we go, yeah. So there's our dog, Charlie.
So listen, everybody. This is about how you can make more sales on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. We're here to help you get to the next level. In order to do that, we have to answer your questions so you can not just learn from yourself and the questions that you put in there, but learn from each other and their issues. I'm challenging you. Put your damn question in.
That's right. So ask us a question in the comments. We have a bunch of people here we want to say hi to. We have Mario, Wes, Ariel, Tom, Roger,
wow.
Paul, who
lots
says,
of people.
Yay, Paul. I wonder if it was that Paul who wrote the review. Pretty cool.
Exactly.
Brad, who says, good morning from Canada. Rich, hey, everybody. We're so glad you're here.
So Britt writes in, how do you leverage your LinkedIn? I'm growing annoyed with the we have mutual connections. And I thought it might make more sense for us to connect. Looking forward to learning more about your business. And then I never hear from them. Am I missing something? I do use my LinkedIn to stay in contact with those I've done business with and travel with them as they move forward. I think you are missing it.
I mean, I get these all the time.
Yeah.
Like, people connect with me, and then all of a sudden, they're messaging me on LinkedIn to try and sell me something. Like, if you do that, I don't want anything to do with you.
Here's the bottom line on LinkedIn. If you have 782 connections, and you need at least 501 to be valid on LinkedIn, whatever they are, don't target an individual before you have established yourself as a value provider. You need to be posting things about them that can help them on their quest for success, and you need to post on a regular basis, even if it's only weekly. After that, and they see that you're a good person and a value provider person, then and only then can you message them about something, but not you have connections in common bullshit. I mean, that's like the dumbest thing.
The latest one, I'm just looking at my LinkedIn right now. The latest ones I'm getting are like big, bulky paragraph about bullshit. And then, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, may I share more information? I didn't even want to read the big bulky paragraph.
Right.
So no, you may not share more information and I'm not even going to respond to you.
Right.
It's so crazy. But if you send me something, like don't ask if you can send me more information. If you want to send me something that's going to be of value, that's going to help me grow more, profit more, make more sales, make more money, get better LinkedIn connections, whatever it may be that's your expertise, I'm probably going to read it.
Yeah, that's great.
Because it's going to help me.
That's great, right? When someone sends you something that's uninteresting and unhelpful, and then at the end says, can I contact you again? Well, no!
No, I didn't even want you to contact me the first time.
check this box. I'm a piece of shit or I'm valuable.
Wait, here's a good one. Jennifer, circling back in case my last couple of messages
got lost in the shuffle.
They did get lost in the shuffle on purpose. They went to trash, dude. Like, and then how's your availability to talk next week? Yeah. I don't want to talk to you.
Listen,
isn't that obvious?
Somebody must, it must work someplace because they if they send out thousands and they get 10 back and the 10 turn into one sale, maybe that's worth it
but
to them.
As a diehard, your time is more valuable than that.
And you're annoying your entire audience.
Just send something of value, guys. Just set, literally, I'm connecting with you. I know you're in this industry. I do this, and I thought this may help you. Check this out.
Motivation Boom. Monday, I'm motivating you not to annoy other people. Please.
I've got a great example.
All right.
The production department here at By Gittimer just invested in a company called Motion Array, and they deliver B-roll, they deliver graphics and different things. And the reason why we opted to do that is because I've been subscribing to their newsletter for almost 6 months, and they've been doing nothing but delivering me tutorials and different pieces of valuable information. And finally, we were in the market for those services, and they were the obvious choice because they had been in my inbox forever.
I love that.
I can tell an older story. I totally appreciate what you're doing. I did a seminar once where they had a bunch of things on recording and music and stuff, and I walked the trade show beforehand, picked up one brochure, how to do better in the studio when you're recording. It had a whole bunch of tips. And the back of it was a disc maker's company in New Jersey. They make and reproduce CDs. I used it for 5 years. Every time I went to the studio, I would bring this beat up old brochure with me and still have a copy of it. And then one day, the people that reproduce our discs went wildcard on us. And I thought, oh, disc makers. And we had given them, I'll be conservative, we've given them at least $100,000 worth of business over the years, even though there's no more discs.
And you had had that brochure for how long?
Probably 7 years before I actually called them.
You kept it and didn't throw it out because it contained...
Because there was value.
So Britt, there's your answer.
Oh, I love
that. Thank you. That's way better than mine.
Jen, you were a little off key there.
Yeah, a little. Anyway, the Paul who wrote the review is on right now. So, Paul, thank you so much. We love that.
So, go deliver value in your brochure. Why don't you take your brochures out right now, everybody, all your diehards, and a red Sharpie like this one, and circle everything on your brochure that would be so valuable to your customer that they can't live without it. And my bet is the cap will never come off the pen. That is my bet. And then send your shit back to marketing and say, please promote, please give us something of value that a customer might want to actually use and call us from.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we have Amy here from Traverse City, Michigan. What's up, Amy? And you know what's going to be tons of value, Jeffrey?
Tell me, Jen.
What you're doing at these seminars.
You
have a whole public event series coming up.
We are cranking it now in Chicago, cranking it in Dallas, cranking it in Atlanta, and Philly will be announced tomorrow live.
That's right. Last I heard, Chicago pre-sale tickets are going, almost gone.
Ooh.
So if you're in Chicago, you better get that pre-sale ticket now because—
The price is going up.
The price is going up. And we're going to be doing live Seller Dies from there. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, check it out today. I think I'm doing something on Instagram, some little video.
Oh, cool.
I'll put it on my story.
But I'm talking about at the event, we're going to do a live Sell or Die on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
There'll definitely be a live podcast, and you can be part of it.
That's right. So talking about being part of it. You're part of it now, and we want to hear from you in the comments. We want to know about a sale that you made last week. You don't have to tell us the customer name or the details or anything like that, but tell us how you got the sale or if it was hard to get, what you had to do to overcome to make the sale. We want to know so we can celebrate you because this is Motivation Monday.
And we will make you a podcast hero.
That's right. Oh, cool. Rich says daily GLA reviews keeps the slumps away.
That's cool. So
for those of you who don't know, GLA is the Gittimer Learning Academy.
Yes. And for those of you who don't have the Gittimer Learning Academy, call our office 704-333-1112. Ask for Zach and you will be amazed.
Mm-hmm.
So topic. We got a topic for the day. What's our topic?
That's true. But people are just joining us again now. So for those of you rejoining us.
If you want to know something funny about topics, by the way, go to SCTV and look up The Great White North, Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis, arguably the funniest things on the planet. Exactly.
But I was just going to reintroduce the show because some people are just joining us for the first time.
This is Motivation Monday, damn it.
That's right. And it's part of Sell or Die, the best sales and personal development podcast
on the planet.
On the planet. I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And here's our main topic of the day,
right,
Jen.
Let's
go
do
for
it. So are you leaving it all out on the field in a presentation? Here's the question from Dwayne. And he wrote this in the Seller Diehards official Facebook group. I've been doing many more presentations of late. That's great. And even though I've repeatedly gotten great feedback on how wonderful the session was, I have a hard time feeling that there were things that I wanted to say differently or wanted to include, but I forgot to. How do you come to terms with such an issue?
Number one, you go by slides. Your slide will come out with every single point. You'll never miss a beat. You'll never forget anything. You'll never be regretful for what you said or didn't say. And you'll be within your time limit.
Didn't we read an article recently somewhere where someone was like, kill the PowerPoints. PowerPoints are dead.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's like, maybe boring PowerPoints are dead.
Yeah, marketing PowerPoints, they're dead.
But like interesting PowerPoints where you're actually helping someone, those aren't dead.
Or the PowerPoints that are funny or PowerPoints that are engaging or PowerPoints that are that have eye appeal or PowerPoints that reinforce what it is that you're going to say or PowerPoints that back up your proof for statements, but not this is a little hard to read.
I mean, like you, where they put 600 words on one slide. Yeah,
exactly.
Not.
Or the slides spin around or the
annoying.
Type comes.
But you can put videos in a PowerPoint. Like you can make them compelling that, you know, they're fun to watch for the person.
But
so slides keep you on track.
Yeah. But recording your session, that's what really does it. The slide will keep you on track. You have to have that. But if your audience thinks your presentation is great, I wouldn't trust them. They're just patting you on the head and telling you that you're pretty.
Well, who is the audience? Is like your sales manager in the audience?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. You know, maybe he thinks it's great. I don't know.
If you video your presentation, you'll see yourself. And I'm imploring you that when you watch the video, take notes.
Yeah.
So you sit down and you record what it is that you should be doing, you could be doing better, and then do it the next time and do it the next time. And when you've got about 10 recordings done, you'll be way, way better than you are right now.
And here's the deal, especially if you're new to whatever it is you're presenting, like you might think that you can record whatever you're doing and watch it one or two times and now you're good to go because you've now done it one or two times more than everyone else on the sales team. But like for me, when I was a new rep, I literally recorded my presentation 25 plus times minimum and then listened to it 25 plus times minimum. And each time I listened to it, and this is what you should do, I took notes on what I didn't like and what I liked and what I wanted to keep elaborating on or what I wanted to never say again, because some things you say sound really stupid and you don't realize that until you listen to yourself. And so literally, I mean, it took me weeks of preparing hours a day to get it all in the back of my mind so that I could just give the presentation and say all the points that I wanted to say. And that doesn't happen overnight. I think a lot of people don't realize how much prep time and how much work goes into the actual presentation before you meet with the customer.
If you want additional info, go to Amazon.com, buy the Little Green Book of Getting Your Way. Inside that book is everything that I've learned about presentations, how to give them, including the list that I carried with me for 3 years of what to do and what never to do in a presentation after I had watched my own for 3 hours.
The Little Green Book of Getting Your Way. It's such a good book. I really like it.
Yep.
I think that Duane also has an issue that a lot of people that create things have, which is sort of the fine line between self-evaluation and self-doubt. Because in this question, he's saying he has a hard time feeling that there were things that he wanted to say differently or wanted to include but forgot to. So, you know, he's looking back and having those regrets, and that vexes all creators.
Was that the voice of God?
No, that was Doug Branson.
That was great, our
reverse
producer.
Reverse it and add a U. That's yeah. The voice of Doug.
Oh, wow, cool.
For those of you who have no idea who that was Doug Branson, our amazing producer, the guy behind the scenes who makes all of this happen. So
I would challenge you that, and to Doug's point, you can't second guess yourself and go, oh, geez, I wish I was good. That's bullshit. You go out with your best balls on. You give the best performance that you possibly can. You video it, you watch it, you tweak it, and then you move on to the next week.
And ladies, do not get offended, please, by the word balls. Like, I have sales balls, and you should have them too, okay? This is not like a gender thing.
Thanks,
so let's
Jenny.
Not take it there.
Thanks, Jenny.
Just saying, because that's happened before, and I just want to put
it
out
there.
Yeah,
I don't appreciate. Well, no. Maybe you'd appreciate getting
it's
better
sales
and
balls.
Making more calls instead of whining.
It's sales balls, okay?
Right.
So we want to know from you, guys who are listening on Facebook and watching on Facebook, what are your presentation questions? Do you ever feel like Duane feels? Are you struggling with anything in your presentation or anything that you want to share with our other diehards and with us? Like, comment in and tell us so that we can have this conversation with you.
And don't think that your presentation has to be like a speech or something. You're giving a presentation to a prospect or a prospective group of people that may want to buy from you. That's the same thing.
But if the presentation is like a speech where everyone's just silent,
yeah,
that's probably not the best thing.
Yeah, you want to throw a humorous piece in there.
Right, and you want to engage with the people you're talking to and create conversation, because the second they start asking questions, that means that they're actually thinking about how they could use this or implement it in their own lives.
Keep in mind that if you do decide you're going to use humor in your presentation, it is a risk. You can't religion. You can't politic. You probably shouldn't swear, at least at first. And you have to be certain that it's funny. Mm-hmm. Like, you test it out on other people and make sure that they're at least smiling about it rather than moaning about it. And once you do that, you'll find that the audience is more engaged. Chapter 8, Little Red Book of Selling. If you can make them laugh, you can make them buy.
And Doug, I think I was so excited that you had chimed in that I actually didn't respond to your uh-huh. point. Can you repeat your point one more time so we can talk about it?
Yeah.
Well, my point is that it sounds like Duane is having the problem that vexes a lot of creators, including myself, which is trying to navigate that fine line between self-evaluation, where you are constructively criticizing yourself, and getting into those more dangerous waters of self-doubt.
Mm. Yeah.
And how do you avoid drifting into self-doubt and instead giving yourself constructive criticism and self-evaluating?
So if you're going to self-evaluate, and that's a great point, Doug, if you're going to self-evaluate, you need to have a list. What are the things you are evaluating yourself on? Because otherwise, you're just going to get so caught up in your own head about so many different things. And if you have that list and it's like near you, not where the customer can see, but like, these are the five things I must do in this presentation. Okay. And it's speak clearly, transfer my message, get there. But whatever it is that you're evaluating yourself on, have that up so you can make sure you're doing it.
In the Truthful Living book, which we are currently recording, which you can pre-buy on Amazon by Napoleon Hill and me, he talks about get rid of self-doubt. He talks about get rid of negative feelings. He talks about clearing them from your mind to make way for the positive ones to creep in and to stay there. And so you focus on your self-confidence, you focus on your capability, you focus on having seen yourself and liking yourself. And parenthetically, it took me 4 years before I liked myself, either recording or in video.
I like you.
Yeah, well, thanks. But I'm going to tell you that it takes time. You develop the skill, you develop the presence, you develop your style, you develop your voice, and all of a sudden, one day, you like yourself. It takes time.
And also, you start to lose that self-doubt as you start to win more and more sales, because that past history of success, and once it becomes a history of success, begins to give you the confidence you need to make it like a domino sales effect. So we have someone here, I saw it.
From Amy Domino's Pizza.
Amy says, closed 2K last week, repeat customer, but I'm brand new to sales, and it was my first time meeting the client, so it meant a lot. That's awesome. And so she can, Amy, you can now begin to build on that, okay? And use that as what worked in that sale. Okay, let me begin to repeat those things in all of my next sales.
Right. And you made the sale. Self-doubt is something that, you know, Doug, let me explain something. The review of others will help you overcome your self-doubt. So on a me to you basis, I think you're unbelievable at it.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. And you can even ding yourself if you like. I mean, I think that's an important part of this process. But I think even more important is when you are doubting yourself, you actually take away your power.
Right.
And you don't want to do that in this. You want to keep your creativity rolling, like, what can I do better? How did I screw up?
Whatever mindset you go in with is what's going to transfer to the customer.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go in there with self-doubt, like, I don't know if I'm going to win. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if my product's good enough. The customer is going to feel that. So you need to turn that self-doubt into self-belief. Belief in yourself, belief in your products, belief in your services, belief in your company. You need to literally—
Belief in your pet poodle, belief in everything.
That's right. I mean, come on. I have belief in Charlie. She could sell anyone.
Okay. So here's the deal. You just heard us answer a question from someone at random who we don't know for no money whatsoever. And we did it in depth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we went into this thing in depth. Where's your question?
All right. We have some comments here. So let's go through them. Paul, you're like the star today because we read your reviews. So.
Yep.
But we also want to celebrate Paul because Paul says he made a good repeat sale to a client from 2 years ago.
Wow.
You know how many people would have not kept in touch with that client from 2 years
ago?
Way to go, Paul. He says, every so often I just send her something about her business or a funny related meme and even a couple of leads. Oh, that's like that's like jackpot.
Yeah.
Okay. She contacted me and she invested in a consultation of 3 times more than the previous sale.
Whoa.
Woo, Paul. All right. Then we have Jeff who says, hi, Jeffrey. Last week I was informed that I'm going to be let go. I need to update my selling skills. Where would you suggest I start?
At the getemerlearningacademy.com. And call Zach at the office.
Call Zach. He'll help you out. We're very sorry.
We'll make it affordable.
But you know what? These things happen for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to get a better gig someplace else, doing something better, doing something you love. And get that certification from the Gittimer Learning Academy.
Turn your obstacles into opportunities.
Yes.
Every dark cloud has a silver lining. Don't lament the fact that you were let go. Look for the opportunity. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I do. Can I tell you my strategy as a creator for navigating those self-doubt versus self-evaluation waters?
Yes,
you tell me if I'm on the right track.
All right.
I try to, when I create something and I give it to the world, so whether it be a presentation or a video or this podcast, I try to separate myself from my work. And so if someone criticizes my work, I don't take that as a criticism of myself. I take that as a criticism of my work. So I try to improve my work and focus on, you know, my self-belief stays the same regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I improve the work.
Yeah.
The great Zig Ziglar said, take it seriously, but not personally.
Yeah, the minute you take it personally, you get shut down to even being creative, to even being able to improve it. If someone's giving you criticism or feedback and you're open to it and you're not bringing in your own self stuff, you win because now you can improve it even better for next time.
You're doing the right thing, Doug. You're on the right track.
We like it.
That's for sure. And from a standpoint of diehards that are out there and they're wondering how they do, dude, you don't need to wonder. you need to hit the record button.
And here's the thing, like a lot of people might be saying, oh, but creatives, what are they selling? Creatives are selling every single day. You're selling your ideas. You're selling your work to the other people in your company. You're selling it. Everything is a sale.
Go to my website and look up books that I have recommended by Thinker Toys by Michael Mihalko. It is the best book ever written on creativity. And you need to buy it so you can understand that you can move forward with a little bit of creativity. Your mind becomes active. You feel great that you came up with an idea, and that will spur you to come up with the next idea.
And you don't even have to go to the website. We'll just pop it in the
Cool.
We'll get you a link in a second, and we'll just pop it in there.
My recommendation is that you lament nothing. That you don't dwell on anything negative, no matter what the circumstances are. There's enough negative bullshit going on in the world right now to where you don't have to deal with your own. Just get rid of it and accentuate the positive.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think that was a song somewhere.
Okay, so we have a bunch more comments here. Let's see, where did I leave off? First of all, we have, hey, Shelby. Hey, Eric. What's up, Ken Walls?
Whoa.
Good day to you, my friend. Okay, Brad says, I always do a private 3-way Zoom call with the people interested in the business after my presentation.
Oh, cool.
It's the best way to follow up and keep them interested in the business. I love that. And I bet that Brad is setting that appointment before he even gets off the call.
And let me tell you something about Zoom. You can see the other person's emotional responses, not simply hear them over the phone. Zoom is, in my opinion, as powerful a sales tool as exists right now in the history of mankind. Zoom is just like Skype, except it works.
All the time.
Yeah.
We have Charlie here, Ron Goodwin, what's up?
Oh,
Julio,
hey, Ron.
Fabricio, Gittimer, top, Mario, thanks, see you next time. Jeff, thank you. Jeff, seriously, tell Zach we sent you.
Yeah.
Bill, who says hello. Tom, who says we're hiring outside salespeople in specific markets. I love that. That could be a good networking opportunity. That's pretty cool.
So go back and read all the comments. Don't just listen to the show.
That's right. Fabricio is here from, guess where, Jeffrey?
Italy.
Santa Catarina, Brazil.
Oh, cool.
I love it. Ron says, look out the windshield, not the rearview mirror.
Whoa. Very well done.
I love that. Ron, you should put that on a shirt or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, objects may appear larger. Oh, that's the wrong path. Okay, so I think we're, I'm going to challenge you to email sellordie@gittimer.com. Put your questions in, put them on Facebook.
Join our Facebook group, the Sell or Die official group.
Yeah.
Can we pop that Facebook group in the comments here so people can just click to join? We'd love to have you in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. We're in the hundreds now, and we'd like to get into the thousands, but the only way we can get there is if you tell your friends.
That's right.
Come on, we are killing it right now in numbers of downloads per month.
Oh my God, we just sold 15 tickets to Chicago.
Tickets are
going fast. This is really cool.
Yeah. And all that, by the way, from one email.
I love
that.
That
said tickets are going fast. And then from that email,
there's like 40 tickets that just sold.
Okay, so we're very grateful. We're very grateful for this opportunity to join you and help you in your quest to make more sales, make a few more bucks, pay for your kids' private tuition, or take a trip to
Alaska,
San Miguel de Allende in Mexico, someplace cool. And we hope to see you tomorrow.
That's right. Coming up, we have a really great week on tap. Let's see who we have on tap this week. I think we have David Siteman Garland. Is that right?
Yes, David Siteman Garland, who makes amazing educational courses. And there are a lot of parallels between making a course and making a sale. And he gets into that tomorrow.
Yeah, and he actually teaches people how to make and sell courses.
He teaches a course on courses.
I like that.
And
it's
he
a
and
course,
I went
of course.
To college together, but he does not tell any secrets about me. Sorry. and then we have
the great Jeff Shore is on Thursday.
Oh yeah, I like Jeff.
Hosts a podcast on sales as well, and you guys got really in depth on some sales topics.
Yeah, he's good, and he's very sharp in the world of sales, and he will incite you to more insightful things.
And of course, now we are going live daily, which is a huge commitment from us, and we're doing it because we love it and we love helping you guys. But all we ask for in return is a 5-star review on iTunes.
Which we will read
pretty
at some
please,
point in time.
Pretty please.
Because there's lots of them now. And we're very grateful for that. So I'm...
Oh, cool. Oh. Hi, Al. Al says, hi, J&J. Late to the game. Go see Jeffrey live, folks.
Yeah, real quick before we go on Wednesday, yeah. Our Sell or Die Extra this week. Jennifer, you went on The Why and the Buy, which
yes.
is also a great podcast hosted by Jeff Bajorek and Christy Walters yeah. on the Sell or Die Network. You went on that show. We played that as an extra. Mm-hmm. Now it's Jeffrey's turn. Jeffrey went on The Why and the Buy, so we'll have a portion of that for you.
I kicked their butt on that one. I enjoyed great. Myself on that.
So Bill is a late to the game guy right here, but
dude,
he says,
watch the rerun.
He says, so we're gonna, Bill, we're gonna answer your question next time for sure.
Yeah.
So please join our live because we're just wrapping up to yeah. say goodbye. But we'll read your comment and answer it next time. So thank you so much, guys.
I promise we'll read it next time or the time after that.
No, we will
read it. Or the time.
Oh, come on. Okay. We'll read it next time.
All right. So I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I am the author of The Little Red Book of Selling. And
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute.
And let us remind you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Okay.